Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Rabbi Jacob Schachter. Welcome, Dr. Rabbi. Can I call you Rabbi Schachter?
That would be fine. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Today, an interesting day. I know I've been receiving a TikTok message throughout the day on every single WhatsApp group, just talking about Kristallnacht and remembering Kristallnacht, actually with a wonderful call to action to ask shuls and communities around the world to keep their lights on tonight. Do you know about that campaign?
Yes, I do. I am a professor at Yeshiva University in New York. I live in Teaneck, New Jersey, and yesterday I received an email from my own congregation, Rinat Yisrael in Teaneck, requesting precisely that, homes and in particular Jewish institutions should leave lights on in commemoration of this horrific event that served as the springboard for what followed during the Shoah.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just go back a little bit and just give some context. So today's actually the day that marks 84 years ago, the day of the Kristallnacht, an infamous night which took place in 1938 when the Nazi regime coordinated and sanctioned a wave of anti-Semitic violence, which we obviously still remember to this day, vandalism against Jewish property. The event is linked to the beginning of the implementation of the confinement of Jews in the ghettos. Something that's definitely a big day to remember. Can you provide some insights on what happened on that night?
It's very hard for us to imagine being so far away, both chronologically and also geographically. But to give you a sense, there were some 7,000 Jewish businesses that were destroyed. Some 30,000 Jewish men were arrested and incarcerated. There were hundreds who were murdered. We don't know exactly. And we do know that there were something around 650 suicides. This was awful. Time magazine on December 5th, 1938 wrote how 62 very prosperous and wealthy German Jews were forced to run a bloody gauntlet. And there were two ranks of Hitler's personal Stutzfalle who formed the gauntlet, and they beat these Jews. 12 of them were dead. Skulls were smashed. Unconscious, eyes were out, faces were flattened. Police, unable to hear their cries, turned their backs. This is Time magazine, December 1938. So from the distance, it's an event, but when one understands the incredible atrocity, becomes much more real for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that we have Yom HaShoah, which is the day that we remember the Holocaust, and we know that this was the beginning and things did get worse. Why do you think it's so important to actually focus on Kristallnacht specifically?
I think Kristallnacht specifically is important for a few reasons. One reason is because that's when it began, and we always consider beginnings as being significant. Even that is a subject of a discussion. You know, when did it really begin? Did it begin with the Nuremberg Laws? When did the Shoah begin? Did it begin with the invasion of Poland by the Nazis? But this was clearly an important event, clearly a turning point. And also I think today has particular significance because there is a regretful uptick of anti-Semitism in the United States and throughout the world. And we need to be vigilant and try to address it at the beginning and try to make sure that it does not progress the way the situation progressed after Kristallnacht. And so it has a special relevance for us. We need to be careful and watchful for any manifestation and recognize it for what it is and to try to do whatever we can to oppose it. And so in addition to Yom HaShoah, which is centrally significant, I think it is important as well to commemorate and to think about, to stop for a moment and pause and recognize what happened on this day so many years ago on Kristallnacht.
Absolutely. And we know that there was an anti-Semitic flare-up a few weeks ago. I think we're all aware of the incident. And it was very interesting because it definitely gave voice to anti-Semitic rhetoric. But it also, on the other hand, seemed like we got a flood of support, you know, just celebrities speaking out that hate is not acceptable and in support of Jews. So do you think speaking about these, you know, like Kristallnacht and bringing a sensitivity back to the suffering and what we have gone through as a Jewish people, do you think that does affect the, you know, the anti-Semitic rhetoric?
I think, thank God, we're blessed that we're now in a position to realize that we do have supporters. And in spite of the fact that the situation is a difficult one, as you mentioned, there are a number of well-known thought leaders and social leaders in our community who are supporting us. We need more of that. We need to build on that. We need to make sure that the situation does not spiral out of control. And nothing is guaranteed. Something we need to watch out for and be careful for. And Baruch Hashem, thank God we have support, and please God that support should continue as a result of a lot of efforts that we're now doing.
So I know it's the Holocaust is also quite personal to you. Your father, Rabbi Herschel Schachter, he witnessed the liberation of Buchenwald. Can you maybe tell us a little bit about that?
Oh my, this is a lifetime story for me. The narrative of my childhood was my father's entry as the first American Jewish chaplain into the concentration camps, into Buchenwald, and what he saw and what he experienced. And the most powerful experiences of my childhood and even early adulthood was meeting survivors whose lives literally he saved. Elie Wiesel is among them, Chief Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, and his older brother, Zichrono Levracha, Naftali Lavi, among them. But there were many Pashut Yidden as well. There were many wonderful, wonderful Jews. And he always spoke about what he saw and impressed upon me the importance of speaking out and doing whatever we can to try to help Jews by Asher Heim Shem, wherever they may be. We should never see what he saw, but we need to do whatever we can.
Amazing. And I'm sure you're giving him a lot of nachas in the work that you do.
It's very sweet of you. Thank you. I'm trying my best. No. It's a tall order.
Thank you. And we appreciate you, appreciating you joining us this afternoon. And if we can call on everyone to take action, and it seems like a small act, but if we can leave a light on overnight tonight, if you have a shul, a community, even in your own home, let's do our little bit to remember and to try and bring some light into where there has been darkness in our past. So thank you so much to Rabbi Schachter for joining us this afternoon.